Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And thank you there to Greg James. Two words. Charlie Sheen. It's going to happen. It is. Jeff in Dorset says, after hearing Greg wailing over Adele at the end of his show, I now see what you mean about the whole Charlie Sheen thing. Yeah, I did say yesterday. Sam in Huddersfield. Greg has Charlie Sheen written all over him. Absolutely. If it's going to be anyone at Radio 1, it's going to be him.
I'm tired of pretending I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Uh-huh.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1!
Stephen, off of Norwich, hello. Thank you for your text. He says, remember your Songs to Poo To compilation album that you were making? Oh, I forgot about that. He's like, I hope Take That's Kids is a new edition. It does need to go on there. That needs to be on there.
BBC Radio 1.
So, no Becky this week, but my friend Chris has popped by again. Hi there.
Hello.
Right.
Good, thanks, yeah.
Thanks for coming in again.
Well, thank you.
Chris uses Radio 1 as a shelter from the rain.
Well.
And occasionally has a cup of coffee from the machine to keep warm. Now, I've known you a few years, haven't I?
Yes, you have, yeah.
I found out something today that I did not know about you.
Right, okay.
And that is that you are a serial competition entrant.
Well,
how many competitions have you entered?
Well, the first one I entered was to win my mum a Mother's Day bouquet.
Right.
And presents like associated with Mother's Day. She enjoyed that. And then I went for some football boots. I won them, a Sprillers football boots.
God, so you had quite a good success rate.
It was really good. Like when I was younger, I was the man.
Where were you entering these competitions?
Right, it was am I allowed to say that it was the Sunday Times newspaper? They used to have a little supplement there called the Funday Times.
Oh, I remember the Funday Times.
Right, yeah. Never used to read it.
No,
but on the back there was always a competition. And I always entered it.
So you got Mother's Day gift, football boots.
Football boots, and then I went for a mini disc player, won that.
Wow.
Back in the mini disc player. Do you remember them?
I do, yeah. I used to have one myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
They didn't last long, did they?
No.
And then, with the mini disc player, though, that I won a lifetime supply of cheesy beans.
But what kind of competition puts together a mini disc player and a lifetime supply of cheesy beans?
Mate, I wasn't happy because all I wanted was the mini disc player. So I got that sent ahead. And then they said, and where would you like your beans delivered? And I was like, if I'm honest, don't really care. But you had to accept them as part of the prize. It was part of the prize.
So it's a lifetime supply?
Yeah. And even
I thought that they would just send them to you like every couple of months or something.
No. Well, you would think that, wouldn't you? For a lifetime supply that you get a certain amount every month. No, they all came at once.
How much is a lifetime supply?
A lot.
How many would you say?
In crates. Well, I think there was about 20 or 30 to a crate. I would say there was probably a good 600 cans.
Of cheesy beans?
Yeah. And they were rank.
So, like, did you get through them all?
We had a tin, I remember, for a dinner to celebrate. And they were disgusting, if I'm honest. Cheesy beans, right? So we didn't know what to do with them then, so we started palming them out as presents to the rest of the family.
Oh, thanks.
Then my mum came up with the best idea of all. You know, do you remember the harvest at school? Did you ever do this?
Harvest festival?
Yeah, you'd have like a harvest festival in
school. Yeah, where you'd take a tin of food along, wouldn't you?
Yeah, most people would bring like a tin of sweet corn. I brought 600 cans of cheesy baked beans.
You didn't give them all to the Harvest Festival.
No, we did, yeah. I didn't know what else to do with them.
You must have needed a van to get them there.
Yeah, my mum had to get my uncle and his van round, deliver them to school. So at 8 in the morning, I didn't want to do this, but my mum made me. I turned up for Harvest Festival. Everyone else had bought a can of beans or like a can of sweet corn.
Or those really big peas that you only ever see at Harvest Festival.
Yeah, what's it? Butter beans.
Butter beans?
Yeah. And I had 600 cans of...
So everyone else brings one can.
Yeah.
You bring 600 to the Harvest Festival.
Yeah. It was
with your uncle in a van.
It was so embarrassing. You know what mums are like as well. They're like, oh, it's fine. They'll love it. They'll love it. The school weren't happy, especially when the harvest assembly, which we'd all been preparing for a week, And you each sit down. You all sit down in a big circle. I'll never forget it. Sit down in the hall in a circle with your tin of beans or whatever in front of you. And I had these massive crates behind me, 600 cans of cheesy baked beans. Disaster.
And did the school get rid of them in the end? What happened?
The school were angry because they had to pay more to get them delivered to Africa.
No, I've just been to Africa. I cannot imagine, in the middle of the desert in northern Kenya, 600 cans of cheesy beans turning up. I just can't see it.
I'm amazed they're still not going through them. I'm surprised they didn't give you a can out there.
Oh, yes. Your friend Chris, the cheesy beans from 10 years ago. Now, I'm going to throw this out there. I think that is possibly like the worst thing that anyone has won in a competition ever. But there might be some more stories. Like, if you have won something worse than 600, that's right, 600 cans of cheesy beans, and let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Britt.
All right, Britt, where are you?
I'm in Maidstone.
How can I help?
You were talking about things that people have won.
Yeah, cheesy beans, 600 cans.
Yeah, I can beat that, I think.
Go.
When I was 10, so about 13 years ago now, I won 4,400 bags of cheesy popcorn.
4,400?
Cheesy actual popcorn.
Right. What did you do with all that?
I kept a couple of boxes, brought them into my primary school, and every break time and lunchtime, we sort of handed them out. Everyone was sick of them after about 2 weeks.
What does cheesy popcorn taste like, please?
Jank.
Is it rank? Sounds rank.
They never took off, really. I think that's why they were giving them away in a competition.
Yeah, you might be right. Was it a newspaper competition? What was it?
I read one of my mum's, like, sort of Love It magazines. Other magazines are available. And
hang on. No, did it say from the very start, you can win today in this magazine 4,400 bags of cheesy popcorn? Why would you enter that, ever?
No, it was a surprise. It was, you could win
brilliant.
A surprise.
Win a surprise. So you didn't even know it was anything to do with popcorn?
No, I wouldn't have entered it.
No, you wouldn't.
But it was, you know, it was all right. Made me feel a bit special. Sometimes.
They weren't wrong, though. That was a surprise when 4,000 odd bags turned up.
It was. There was a truck at my door.
I think you win.
I think I do.
That's
I've
better.
Been Chris, hands down.
You so have. Give me a high five.
Oh, hang on. I've hang got on. One of those fancy finds. Hold up.
Without a keypad. Love you, bye.
BBC. Radio
1. Willow Smith, welcome to Radio 1.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Awesome.
Now, you're in the UK for a while, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably like a month.
Oh, a month?
Yeah.
So you might actually get to do some stuff and see some things.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to see?
I've been here once before.
Right.
So I'm hoping to relax. I want to sleep. I want to... But that, unfortunately, I can't because, you know, I'm on tour, you know.
Are you finding a lack of sleep is in your life at the moment?
No.
No?
No. I sleep until someone screams at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is that normally? Who screams? Hello!
My brother.
Really?
Mostly.
Wow. So he's like your alarm clock?
Yes.
Amazing. So, yeah, you must have been over here before with your parents, right?
Yes.
When was that?
Probably like 2 years ago.
Okay. And are they over here at the moment with you?
Not here, but they're at the hotel.
Excellent. Okay. Both of them?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. So a bit of support.
Mm-hmm.
Will you get time to like do anything while you're here, or is it just literally working all the time?
Not all the time. We got to go see Buckingham Palace.
Very good.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to play with the guards, but...
Did you try?
It was nighttime, because we... But we saw Buckingham Palace. We saw a lot of stuff.
Excellent. Okay. How does all this fit in with your education? Because I'm guessing you don't have time to go to school, right?
Unfortunately, I do.
Oh, you do?
I do have time. I have a bunch of time. Yeah. And the most I like to do in school is reading and writing.
Okay.
I read a bunch of books.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know how you fit it all in, Willow. I really don't.
You don't?
No, I don't. I
mean, it just
be a pop
happens.
Star, go to school, be an actress.
It's hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
What's your worst subject at school, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. Math.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not at school anymore, but when I was. I was rubbish at that.
Yes.
Are you no good at it?
Mm-mm. Actually, I am good. I just don't like doing it.
Ah, okay. You see, a nice lady behind you is going, she is good at it. What are you best at?
Best. Multiplication.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's maths.
Yeah, it's math. But I don't like doing it, so...
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, I know you would have heard this a lot, okay? People would have said this to you a lot, but it is... I can't get my head around the fact that you are actually 10.
Yeah.
Because you're so confident, you've got, like, amazing style going on, you've got really good songs. Are there not times when you just get really nervous?
All the time.
And you just
all
think,
the time.
You wake up in the morning and think, how am I going to get through that today?
Yeah. Okay, so,
Here's
when
the thing.
I'm performing sometimes, when I'm about to go on, I cross my fingers and I go, pray. And I'm like, okay, Redley, turn around, give it to him. And I'm like, okay, I gotta do this, and I'm gonna do it now. Countdown.
Performing the scariest thing?
Actually, it's the least scariest thing.
Okay.
The scariest thing to me is messing up.
Right.
Performing is a breeze, but when you mess up, that's kind of bad.
How many times do you mess up, though? It can't be much.
One time, I had a ring mic, and I was singing, and I was dancing, and I started singing without the mic. So I was, like, moving around and singing, but nobody could hear me, so I was kind of like, oh. It's like...
Oh, that went wrong.
Yeah.
But you probably covered it up, but it was fine.
I was like, woo, yeah.
What about like, you must get paparazzi everywhere you go. You're always doing the red carpet thing. It doesn't seem to faze you at all, though. You don't seem to be bothered by it.
It gets overwhelming sometimes because, like, this is the most sad I've been about going outside with my friends because whenever, like, we're going to the movies or something, there's always someone... And I'm like... And they're like, let's go see the movie. And it's Willow. And I'm like, I'll meet you guys in there. Keep a smile on your face. And I'm like, okay.
So your friend's going to see the movie and you just have to stay behind and get your photo taken?
Yes.
Wow. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah.
Every day?
No, most of the time, though.
Yeah. Do you think, because of your mum and dad teaching you from a very young age, do you think that's why you're so confident and you're kind of used to it?
Nobody ever gets used to it.
Right.
I mean... My dad doesn't even get used to it. So it's just awesome to be able to, like, change the world in that way. Like, just people want to put you in their magazines. People want to interview you. People want to talk to you. People want to take pictures of you. People want to be around you.
Mm.
It's just really awesome to be that kind of person that people really love and you can influence good things on them.
Yeah. And you must get a lot of positive stuff from your fans as well.
Yeah, I do.
Did your mum and dad worry at all that maybe that you were starting in the business too young? Because you were 9 when all this started?
Yeah, never. You're never too young. If you're about, like, 0, then that's a little too young. But
yeah,
like,
I would say.
But, like...
About 0, you don't want to be famous then, do you?
No. But
9 is fine.
But, it's never too early or too late because you can always find something that you love. And the thing is, whatever you do, somebody's going to like it. Yeah. Somebody's going to like it. If you sing R&B music about puppets, somebody's going to like it. Somebody's going to be like, oh, that's dope. I want to buy that song.
Someone somewhere.
Yeah, someone somewhere is going to be like, I want to buy that song.
Yeah, it might take a while to find them, but eventually you'll find them and they'll love it.
Yes, eventually you'll find them, but you just have to, you know, just go with the flow.
So the story goes, correct me if I'm wrong, that Jay-Z heard your song, Whip My Hair.
Yeah.
And he absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know you were 9. He didn't know that you were Will Smith's daughter.
Nope.
He was just blown away by the song.
Yes.
Then you met him in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said after being with you for just 30 minutes, he knew that you were a superstar.
Yes.
That must have been quite cool.
I was really nervous when I went... Okay, this is the story. When I met with him in Japan... I was so tired because I was hanging out with my Warrior Red Jade that night. And we were dancing and talking and we were having fun. And then I didn't know that I had to meet Jay-Z that next morning. So I went to sleep like four.
Ooh.
Four. And
oh, you don't want to
woke
do that
up
the day before Jay-Z, do you?
Yeah, I fell asleep in the meeting.
With Jay-Z?
Yes.
That's not a good look, Willow.
No, but I fell asleep. I had glasses on, so I was kind of like... I had glasses on and I was nodding. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's just talking away.
Yeah, but they were listening to the song and he was just talking to my mom and dad. Yeah, but I was really tired.
Mm. Yeah. How long of the conversation with Jay-Z do you think you were actually asleep for? Most of it?
No, probably about like...
Half.
10 minutes of it.
You could have missed something really good.
No, I didn't. That's the really cool part. I didn't. I only missed the parts where he was explaining to my mom and dad like where we're gonna be going, when we're gonna drop the single, cool. and stuff like that. I guess that's important. But
it is quite important, yeah.
But we got to hear all the songs they had for me, all the tracks, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of bombs to drop on you guys.
Really?
Yes.
So there's
it's going to be like...
And there's an album coming, right?
Yes.
And when will that be? This year?
I have to find out first.
Okay.
I have year? To I call up Jay-Z. Hello? Hello? When's the album dropping? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's going to come out really soon.
Excellent. Okay. See, he said the same thing about Rihanna when he met her when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good that he's working on the album with you.
Yes.
You've got someone good on your side there. Just don't fall asleep during it.
Yeah. Fall asleep through the whole process.
Are you looking forward to having your new track played on Radio 1?
Yes. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
I can tell you still get really excited, obviously, because it's early days. When you hear your record on the radio, you're like, really?
Yes.
Okay, so it's called 21st Century Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because Whip My Hair was massive, like, it must be tough to follow that up, but it's really good.
Yes, it's awesome.
And really catchy. Shall we play it?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my second single, 21st Century Girl, on Radio 1.
That was Willow and 21st Century Girl on BBC Radio 1. It's fun to hear your songs on radio, isn't it?
I know. I'm excited.
Now, you've got so many famous fans. Rihanna being one of them.
Yes.
Katy Perry did a version of Whip My Hair.
Yes.
What did you think of that?
I was screaming on the top of my lungs. Simply screaming on the top of my lungs. Simply.
I like it. Simply that.
Yep.
We like Katy Perry, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. My favourite picture of you that I've seen, which makes me smile a lot when I was looking it up earlier, is you sat on Lady Gaga's knee at the Grammys.
Yes.
And you look so happy right there.
I was... No, because... Okay. So this is what happened. My brother was going to meet this other guy. And I was going with him, right? But I got blinded by all the light and stuff. So I was kind of like, where am I? I totally got, like, discombobulated. So I was like, what am I doing? And then I just hear Lady Gaga's voice, Willow! And I'm like,
What?
And I'm like, and she's like, Willow! And I'm like, hey! And I sit on her lap. And then we're taking pictures. And I was so excited.
Did you think you'd fallen to sleep again? It was a big dream.
Yeah. I was like, I felt like I was in a dream because I was like, it was Lady Gaga. I was just so excited.
Yeah. Is she an idol of yours?
Yes.
Biggest idol, would you say?
I think my biggest idol is Billy Idol.
Billy Idol?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, why?
Because he's just awesome. I mean, all his songs are just upbeat and just, he's just rock music, you know?
Attitude.
Yes.
You like it, okay. So, but Gaga's obviously up there.
Yes.
And what does she say to you? Because I really want to know what happens in a conversation between Willow and Lady Gaga at the Grammys. You're sat on her knee. What does she say? How are you? Can you see properly? What does she say? What does she say?
She she was like, what are you doing with your music? And I was like, oh, I have this new single coming out, 21st Century Girl. And she was like, oh, when can I hear it? And I was like, really soon, it's going to be on the radio, BBC One. Yeah. It's going to be on Radio 101.
Glad you guys mentioned that. Nice.
Yes. And then the next thing she said was, show me your outfit. So I showed her my outfit. And she was like, oh, that's so nice. And I was like, thank you. And then I sat on her lap, took a couple pictures. And I really like her. She was born that way, baby.
She was. Did you get a number?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, you should have done
that. I would have gave it to you, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, shit. Well, there was a weird incident with me and her last year where I tried to touch her hair and she didn't really like it. So it's probably best that I don't have that. And you're going on tour with Justin Bieber.
Yes. Which is why
you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a friend?
He's a big friend. He's really awesome because I get to learn a lot from him. Mm. When he is performing, I can watch him and see how he plays with the crowd and see what he does to make the crowd... The look. Give him the look. The look to the crowd.
Yeah. What is so the look? Is it just a stare?
It's just a stare.
And they just go crazy?
They just go crazy.
Wow.
Even if they can't see you.
So, even if you're just a little dot on the stage and they're really far back.
They just feel the look.
Do they? So are you kind of adapting that look for yourself, which you've learned off Bieber?
Yeah.
It works?
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
He has a different look. His look is the flipping of the hair, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, because I whip my hair.
Yeah.
But the look...
You have been known to
whip your hair. is the finessive head shake.
Wow.
And the one eye closed look.
Really?
That makes him scream.
That works, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so you do that a lot.
A lot.
How many times per gig? Because if I had that, I would do it all the time.
Probably about like 6 times per gig.
Yeah, I would roll with it. After every track, I'd be like, the look.
Yes.
Oh, I screamed again. Brilliant. He's probably a good person to talk to, though, because he has also become massively famous when he's so young.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, weirdly, you probably look at him as an older brother.
I'm 10. He's 16. That's a long distance. That's a long distance. But he's still pretty cool. He's still awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
What music are you liking at the moment, Willow?
I'm going through a rap phase right now.
Okay.
I like rap. Yeah.
Anyone in particular? Anyone want to throw some names at me?
Eminem. That's pretty much it.
Just Eminem?
Yep.
That'll do for me.
Yeah.
Also, I've always wanted to ask you this. Do you ever listen to your dad's songs?
Of course. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
What's your favourite song by your dad, Will Smith?
Parents just don't understand. They just don't, you know?
That's weird because your dad is singing that.
Yes.
That's strange, isn't it?
See, my dad is a little kid, though.
Yeah.
He's pretty much
He's a very nice man. I've met him before.
Yes.
My favourite is Wild Wild West.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Wild Wild West. Come your best.
But then Miami is also a classic.
Yes, you know? It is. Drums, please.
Oh, that's Summertime.
Wait, that's Summertime?
Yeah.
I get mixed up.
I know.
I get so mixed up.
I would get mixed up.
Yes, I get so mixed up.
Are you doing another movie soon?
Yeah.
You are, okay. And is it something, I've been reading, it's Annie, right?
I think we don't have a writer yet, okay. So I think that you're supposed to write isn't he supposed to write the movie?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You better get to work.
Yeah, no, I've done it before.
Get some pen to paper. We're doing it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I've heard that you want Brad Pitt to be in it. I don't have his number. What do you want me to do, Willow? I don't have the contact. Surely your dad can sort that out. Hey, Brad, it's Will. Get them to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. How many times a day, on average, do you get asked to whip your hair? A lot?
A lot.
Yeah. That must get boring.
Actually, when I was at the ice rink one time... There was this little girl, and she was like, can you whip your hair? My hair was a mess. I had it under a hat. It was a mess, dude.
Now, listen, it's really nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck on the tour.
Thank you.
With Justin. I really want to come and see you, but I think I might look a bit out of place. You know what I mean?
If you just wear, like, a hairpiece.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for the
it's
advice.
It's a little wig.
I'll get right onto it this afternoon.
Yeah, you'll just fit right in like a glove.
Whoop. Okay, good. No one will notice.
Nope.
Excellent. Come and see us soon again, okay?
Okay.
And thank you so much for coming in, Willow.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really still don't know what kind of hairpiece Willow Smith meant to allow me to fit in at the Justin Bieber gig. Because I was just saying to her that like, probably won't fit in. She's like, wear a hairpiece. So what do I do? Get a Bieber wig? Or what? I don't know. Where do you get them? If anyone can help, then let me know. I'm going to play Justin's new song now. Willow Smith is on tour with him, starting the end of this week. Hello, if you're going. And watch out for the Justin Bieber look. He just does this. Stares. I think I'm going to do that look more often. Just that, the Bieber look. Works for him. I'm going to try it in that cafe over the road. Oh, and a latte, please. Just to see what happens. BBC Radio 1. Now, we were talking about Fly on the Wall documentary shows on this show yesterday and asking, why would you ever be in one? Because they never really come off the best for anybody, they. Talk about that new one, The Model Agency. I was just catching up on some TV that I missed when I was in the desert. And that kind of led on to my mate Chris, hello.
Hello.
Making his own Fly on the Wall documentary, because let's face it, there's loads of them. Why not? You know, you've got a camera on your phone, you can just go for it. And it's going to be called It's Chris. Now, you were doing some filming today, haven't you, Chris?
Yeah, I think, but the thing is, Scott, this isn't going to be interesting. My life isn't that interesting.
I don't think it matters. So, Dougsy, your mate, has been filming you. This is earlier today, yes?
I had to get up early for this one, yeah.
Okay, let's just hear a bit of that then. Okay.
Oh, get over. Problems.
Right, okay, what's going on there, please?
That sounds like a game of FIFA.
Oh, okay.
Referee! He's gone.
Yeah. All right, okay, that makes more sense now. Okay, well, that's interesting.
That's made the cut, then.
Didn't you get annoyed at one point?
Yes, we don't really get on when we're playing FIFA, to be honest.
Right. And he wasn't taking it very seriously,
well,
no?
This is it. You told me that you want to make the next big fly on the wall documentary, like The Model Agency.
Yes.
And I needed him to film it, and he was useless. He wasn't having any of it.
And we looked really stupid. There's a guy in a lorry sitting looking at us, and I'm walking around filming you.
Hold on, try and give an explanation. That was the centre of the Wesel campaign during the X Factor. Exciting times.
So where are we on? We're walking around Pinner, are we?
I ran out of ideas for the Fly on the Wall documentary, so I thought I'd take you on a guided tour of Pinner.
Right, and that includes where Katie Wesel lives.
Yes, her family's shop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all in the show.
Yeah, it's the centre of the Wesel X Factor campaign.
Was right there on Pinner High Street.
Yeah, it's hopefully made the cut.
And we get to see the Wesel HQ on the show, do we?
It's all in my Fly on the Wall documentary.
Oh, I cannot wait. Good news is, you need to film some more stuff, seriously.
Well, like, I can do that. This is like a pilot, I guess. Really,
oh, okay,
isn't it?
This is the pilot episode, yeah. All right. We think now it's just going to be called Chris, by the way, not It. We've dropped the It.
Oh, really?
So just Chris.
Okay.
If you do some more filming tonight, maybe? What's the plan tonight? Anything good? Just going home?
I think
or?
It's Leighton Orient Arsenal tonight, isn't it, actually?
Oh, so that'll be interesting for all of us.
Probably back to the pub and curry.
Excellent. Good. Not the same place, though?
Probably, yes.
Oh, good. We have got a theme tune for you.
Okay.
Okay. Want to hear this?
Go for it.
So this is the start of your Fly on the Wall documentary. This tune comes on as the beginning credits roll.
Chris.
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 How's that for you?
Amazing.
Good, eh?
Who's that? It sounds like a lot of people there.
It's a lot of people saying Chris. But you need to hit them hard with it, you know? They need to know that it's your show. And I think that does that perfectly well.
Yeah? All right, yeah, amazing. Excellent. Are you doing a voiceover for it, by the way?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think we do need a voiceover. That's going to make it, like, world professional act.
All right.
You know, they got, Michael Burke off of the news. He somehow said yes to doing, Pineapple Dance Studios with Louis Spence.
Yeah.
How the hell did they get him to do that? And I think he's on the new one as well. Have you seen the Talking Fly on the Wall? Good right. ones. Have you seen the new Louis Spence show?
I haven't, no.
I think it's called Show Business.
Any good?
Really, really good. But not as good as yours is going to be.
Chris.
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 Who can we get for the voiceover?
Chris.
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 What about Paxman, Jeremy Paxman? Yeah, yeah, we can ask.
Can ask. I'm not his biggest fan.
Okay. Because I can email anyone at the BBC here, so I could just literally send him an email now if you want.
It'd be great, but I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
Okay,
give it a think. Yeah,
leave it with me and do some more filming later.
This is BBC.
This is
BBC.
BBC
Radio. Radio.
Right, I mean, we may have a slight problem with the theme tune because a lot of people on the text and on my Facebook are now saying that it just sounds like loads of people offering you a crisp.
Crisp.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, someone's saying, what about the hero that is Nick Knowles for the voiceover? Nick in Peterborough, that is not a bad idea, my son. Someone is saying Chris Moyles, that's a good one. Nathan off of Bromsgrove. The lady that does MasterChef is amazing. What's her name? India Fisher, I think. Hello. That would be good. Thank you, Martin. The Hoff is suggested by a few people. I think that would be brilliant. And, of course, we can't forget the PR4L, which would bring some immediate class to the show. We'll make a decision on that soon. Chance to get some Scott Mills points coming up.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio.
It's time to get some Scott Mills points in your life, but it's not just winning the Scott Mills points today. There is more at stake. Dun, dun, dun.
Right.
Your friends.
What do you mean, my friends?
I just think we should spice this game up a bit. So here's how it's going to work, all right? I just decided this. Did you see Raymond Blanc in Raymond Blanc's Kitchen Secrets the other night?
No, I didn't. No.
Not on Series Link, that one?
Afraid not.
Well, Steve B, one of our listeners, he saw it and he sent me an email. Thank you, Steve. Raymond said voila a fair few times on the show. Now, we've noticed that he says voila quite a lot. We've mentioned this before. Steve gives us a clue on his email, though. He says Raymond said it more than once. So there
right,
we are.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to ask you? How many times did Raymond Blanc say voila the other night in Raymond Blanc's Kitchen Secrets? Now, if you give me your answer now, here is the bit where it gets exciting. However many voilas you are out by, all right, when you give me your answer, you must delete that many friends on Facebook.
Oh, what?
It's time for a Facebook cull.
I'm not so sure this is such a good idea with
you've me. You've got too many friends on there anyway, and are they really your friends? No. Let's say that Raymond said 10 voilas.
Yeah.
And you said 5. Then you're 5 out, so you have to delete 5 of your friends on Facebook. That's how it's going to work.
Okay. Right. This scares me, though, because Raymond Blanc blatantly says voila. He's French quite a lot.
Yeah, well, that's the twist. That's the exciting bit.
Oh, God.
So give me an answer. How many times did Raymond say voila the other night on his show?
30.
Guess along at home. You can play this at home. And then you can delete some of your friends on Facebook too. What fun. Here's Raymond Blanc off of Raymond Blanc's Kitchen Secrets. But how many times will he say, voila?
Oh, God.
To glaze the eclairs, Raymond melts 200 grams of fondant.
Voila. 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 Just a little bit like that. Voila. Voilà. Voilà, très bien, so you can see the texture. Voilà. Voilà, voilà, très bien. Voilà. Voilà, voilà.
Ah, voilà. 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 Ouais, c'est bon.
Voilà.
Voilà.
Ah.
Voilà.
Twice he uses a flat, wide nozzle.
Voilà. Of course, the girls will love it. Voilà. 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 Très bien. Voilà. Voilà. And you just pour it in. Is it firm? Yeah, lovely. Voilà. 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 Voilà.
Do you want know how many?
Oh.
The answer was 40 voilas.
Voilà. So that's 10.
The difference was 10.
Oh, God.
So now you need to get 10 people off your Facebook. All right?
Right.
So I'm going to give you some time to work out which 10 need to go. I'll give you the duration of Newsbeat and we'll do it after six. Okay, so you've got some time. Don't stress about it.
Right.
We'll just work out which 10 people you're going to delete from your Facebook. It's good to have a spring clean. It's that time of year. Try it at home. Mm. However many you are out by, just delete them. Do it. Obviously, we're going to name them.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And we'll just give a reason why they've not made it through to the next round. Right. So we'll do that after six. You've got ages. It's fine.
Right, okay.
If you're one of Chris's friends on Facebook, keep listening.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, this is going really wrong for some people, but I'm glad that you're entering into the spirit of it and playing along and deleting some people off Facebook. Some people are now in minus figures with their friends. Dave off Petersfield just had to get rid of 40 there. Emily says, I was out by 33. I've only got 90 friends anyway. Ali in Glasgow, I was 25 out. That's like a quarter of my friends. Sorry, they've got to go. That's the rules of the game. I guess 15. Rubbish, says Sorsha in Belfast. So we'll find out who Chris is going to delete. He's got 10 friends to get rid of on Facebook. We'll do that after six.
Go! BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Coming up, my record of the week, which is big, is Jennifer Lopez. If you missed the show yesterday, I told Jennifer to go on holiday this year to the Strip in Malia. Imagine her face. It's on the podcast. Also on yesterday's show, we were talking about Charlie Sheen, who isn't at the moment. And we were saying that the Charlie Sheen of Radio 1 will be Greg James at some point. Any day now, he will flip, he will go totally off the rails like Charlie has, because he is very similar. Very similar. He'll have a rant at the BBC bosses, he'll get fired, and then go on holiday with his girlfriend, his ex-wife, and an adult film star. It's going to happen any day. Now, people have been texting in and been on my Facebook all day today saying, yesterday, I didn't know what you're talking about. Today, I kind of see what you mean. He's got the potential. And on the show, we mocked up what it would sound like if Greg did do a Charlie.
Radio 1
has finally said enough is enough, pulling the plug on
Greg James's
hit program after he let loose with a scathing rant against
Radio 1 controller Andy Puffett.
I've spent, I think, close to the last decade effortlessly and magically turning your tin cans into pure gold.
You know us on this show, we are never happy until we put these things to music. So here, for you, listeners, is the Greg James is the new Charlie Sheen song. Actual Charlie Sheen quotes, but with the voice of Greg James on him.
I'm tired of pretending I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Total
bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Total
bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Total
bitchin' rock star from Mars.
I'm an F-18, bro. And I'll destroy you in the air. I will deploy my ordnance to the ground. I'm an F-18. I'm an F-18, bro. I'm tired of pretending I'm not special.
I'm an F-18, bro.
I've got magic.
Magic.
And I've got poetry in my fingertips.
I'm an F-18, bro.
I'm an F-18, bro.
Clearly, I have defeated this earthworm with my words. Imagine what I would have done with my fire-breathing fists. I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Total
bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Total
bitchin' rock star from Mars. I'm an F-18, bro.
I'm an F-18, bro.
I'm an F-18, bro.
It's gonna happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So earlier, as part of our game, you didn't just win Scott Mills points. Well, actually, you didn't really win any Scott Mills points. You had to guess how many times Raymond Blanc said voila on his programme this week. The number you were out by, you had to delete that many Facebook friends. So the answer was 40 voilas that Raymond said. Chris said 30, so he was 10 out.
This
so unfortunately, 10 friends now have to be deleted from his Facebook. I like the little twist. It's good. And you could do with a spring clean. Right. So who's going to go?
So whilst the news was on, I decided to go through my Facebook and I found 10 people.
Excellent.
I'm not happy about this, though. I'm worried I'm going to make enemies.
It's fine. You won't be able to hear from them anyway, so let's do it.
First up is a man called Alistair Dodger, who is the MC from The Artful Dodger. Do you remember them?
Yes, I do. did that song with Craig David.
Yeah.
Why is Mr. Dodger going?
Well, we used to work with him quite a lot when I was DJing in Southampton, but I don't really see him anymore. He can go. And he's got loads of mates.
Is he?
Yeah.
So don't
he won't
feel,
miss me.
Don't feel bad about that.
Nah.
He won't know that you're gone and he's gone.
He won't care.
Who's next?
Next up is my mate, Dave Choi, a.k.a. Chinese Dave.
He's one of your best mates.
He is one of my best mates, but I haven't spoken to him since Arsenal lost at the weekend. And that annoys me.
Why? What? It's not your fault.
Well, exactly. So I don't know why he's taken out on me. And not just that, he had the chance to come out for a curry last night. He didn't. And I just think...
Chinese Dave loves a curry.
Do you know what I like best about deleting him off my Facebook? It will wind him up. I really like that.
And he won't speak to you for even longer?
Well...
Why is he not speaking to you?
Oh, it's pathetic, isn't it? It really is.
You can't decide football scores.
No.
What's his issue with you?
All right, I admit I sent him a little text when Arsenal did lose. I don't think he was happy with it.
All right, and not heard from him since?
No.
Who's next?
Dave Benson Phillips.
Oh, Benson Phillips.
I noticed he was on my Facebook friends.
Well, he's not your friend at all.
Not at all, especially after the get your own back stuff, you know?
Yeah, you might want to explain what that is if people haven't heard it.
Okay, so it's all on YouTube as well, but there's a video of me. I was on Get Your Own Back when I was 10 years old, and I was robbed.
You were robbed, right. Actually, when you look at the video.
I lost by 10 points overall, which was one petal in a game that Dave Benson Phillips miscounted.
On a flower.
This is 10 years ago.
And you haven't forgotten it?
No.
Right.
So he's not my friend.
Okay, bye. Bye, Dave Benson Phillips. Next.
Okay, now it gets tricky. I found someone called John Chef Okello on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I've never heard of him.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Okay, bye.
And his middle name's Chef. What's that about?
I don't know. That can go. Who else?
Next up is a man called Jonathan Hawkins. I once went on holiday with him to Falaraki.
Mm.
He was like one of our group.
Yeah.
Because someone dropped out and someone knew a bloke from uni and he ended up coming along. Right, but one night when we were in Falaraki... He was on the we were all on the beach at the end of the night, like you know as you do,
yeah.
Like four or five in the morning, watching the sun come up.
Yeah,
and he befriended a small dog, a real dog. I mean, like not
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he
you never know in Falaraki.
He took it back to the hotel with him. We got in all sorts of trouble.
Oh, okay. Not allowed pets in the hotel.
No.
Oh, did you get fined?
Oh, we didn't get fined, but it involved me the next day having to go and speak to the manager.
Oh, awful. Right, no, get rid of him.
No, it's not cool. I haven't gone on holiday with him again, actually.
No, you wouldn't, would you? Make friends with a dog and it will go off. Next.
He's off. Next up, Peter Toland.
Oh, not Peter Toland. Who's that?
Right, he's a guy who added me, but he doesn't really want to be my friend. He just wants to spam me with invites to his club.
Okay, bye.
He's off.
Next.
Okay, this is going to be controversial, this one.
Okay.
I'm going to take Becky off my Facebook.
I love this one. Why?
Well, I think she'll understand the pressure that I'm under, but also she stopped following me on Twitter.
I know, me too.
What's that about?
Look, love, you want to dish it out, you've got to take it back.
Yeah. I love her.
No, but... I love her also, but get rid.
But I think she more than anyone will understand what I'm going through,
okay.
And she has to go.
Yeah, bye, Becky. And also, she'll really notice as well. Because, oh, I'm one follower down. What's happening here?
Do you reckon she'll do that?
Absolutely, she'll be straight on it.
Try work out who it is.
Uh-huh. Next.
Rodnus Trevlak.
Who?
Exactly.
Who is that?
Don't know.
Okay, next.
Right, next up, and this is where I think I am going to get in trouble, is a girl called Sophie Pottle.
Hmm.
Now, this is basically my mate Tom's girlfriend.
Right.
And he started going out with her, and since then he's just become really mushy. And I hate reading their statuses and the messages that they write on each other's walls.
Like what?
Like, oh, love you, can't wait to see you. And they do countdowns until they see each other.
Oh,
like
yeah.
5 days, 4 days.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, I hate it. So she's off.
Bye, Sophie. Who's next?
Next up is her boyfriend, my mate Tom.
Oh, he's off as well.
He's off, exactly the same reasons, vice versa.
Yeah.
And that's your 10.
And there we are, we're done. And how's that feel? You feel good?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I think I've made a lot of enemies here.
I think the one you've mostly got to worry about is Becky. You've made 10 enemies, let's be honest.
Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.